Allbirds makes its public markets debut today, testing the waters for a retail brand with a strong sustainability message. The company sold 20 million shares on Tuesday for $15 each. It was marketing $19 million shares in a range of $12 to $14 a share. Allbirds co-founder and co-CEO Joey Zwillinger is here with us now. Joey, congrats on the debut. I know it's been a long time coming here. Positive reception. The IPO priced at the top or above the top end of the range. What did you hear from investors on the roadshow?
We were blessed with the experience. We got to meet the best investors in the world and frankly enjoyed incredible demand. And people just connected on the general mission of the company. They saw the vision for the long term. You know, we're only 5 years old, but we kind of presented investors with a vision for how this grows for a very high compound growth rate for the better part of a decade. And then kind of connecting back to just the near-term opportunity and what we're doing, it was exciting for everyone. So we got a lot of demand. We were able to upsize the deal and put a price that we thought was great for the company, but really great for the new investors that are coming in and joining our cap table.
How will that growth look like, Joey? Are you going to open up a lot more retail stores? Do you have an opportunity to expand into wholesale accounts, or how do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, we've spent this five-year period of building the business with the idea that we wanted to create an amazing foundation. So, you know, we did some things the hard way. We started with shoes first instead of apparel. You know, there's not a lot of history in our industry of people doing apparel and then moving into shoes effectively. So we went the hard way there. We did 100% of our sales vertically, so all either digital or in our own unoperated brick and mortar stores. And we virtually never discounted a product in the whole history of the company. So we've taken this and built this really pure foundation. And I think that was part of what attracted investors is we now have this foundation that we can use as a great springboard into the future. So when we talk about growth, we're talking about brick and mortar, and that's big growth, but that's predominantly in the U.S. In the coming years. And we have great opportunities. And we started when COVID hit with 14. Now we have 35 today. So that's a really important growing fleet and aspect of our growth. We have international markets that very nascent in. We only did $50 million in revenue in 2020, and that is poised for fantastic growth, particularly in our key markets, both in Asia and Europe. And then lastly, our existing customers are just responding so well to our expanded product portfolio from what was for a long time, for 60% of the company's life. We had like five products, and we're only 5 years old. So we're just starting to broaden that assortment into performance athletics, footwear for running and occasions like that. And then we've added apparel, and people are just responding so well, and that's just a great lever for us to grow.
Joey, this is Emily. Want to ask a little bit about your customer base, because I saw that about 53% of your 2020 sales were from repeat customers. So who is your current audience base right now, and how are you hoping to bring in new demographics?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't met that many people yet. You know, being only 5 years old, the way we kind of measure it is we go out and ask, in the case of the U.S., we ask how many people have heard of Allbirds. And it turns out that only about 11% of the population has. The people who we reach, they tend to be health and wellness oriented, a little bit more affluent than the average American. But we're going after a huge segment of the population that's fitness enthusiasts, not fitness buffs running, you know, 100 mile ultra marathons. Like, we're focused on people that are exercising, some weekend warriors, and we're getting such strong resonance across a very ubiquitous number, you know, geographic dispersion. Like, it's quite broad. We're a little more slanted towards women than men, and we skew pretty young. And we think we have an amazing amount of growth ahead of us without needing to change too much of the group we're targeting.
Joey, I'm a fitness buff. You know, I'll rock some Allbirds, just full and fair disclosure there. You know, what is the next big, what's the next big material for Allbirds?
We've got a bunch more in store, and we have some super exciting things coming in the next couple years. But one I would highlight is, you know, we made an investment in a company called Natural Fiber Welding. And they presented us with an opportunity when we started the relationship to co-develop something that would be the best alternative to leather from cows. We didn't want to use leather from animals, and this is a naturally derived alternative that opens up an incredible tool in our arsenal to deploy into products around a couple different areas, but in particular on lifestyle sneakers, and have just such a cool opportunity to unlock the power of a material that works well, that feels amazing, and is a 98% carbon reduction versus bovine leather. And that is the magic of Allbirds. When we take a naturally derived material that does good for the world and also feels different and feels better, and that unlocks product opportunity to connect with consumers, and that's where we're going to really win.
Joey, we've been covering COP26, the climate conference, all week long, and so many companies are saying, yeah, we have carbon neutral commitments by 2050 and 2070, and all these executives, well paid, are slapping themselves on the back. I mean, are they doing enough? I mean, that is a long time away.
Yeah, I think the time for action is now. You know, we're going to be the 29th B Corp to be a publicly listed company out of the many, many thousands of companies out there. And the central focus for Allbirds in terms of our stakeholder orientation, we're always going to be a great business and try to make money for our shareholders, but we're also looking at environmental impact, and our focus is on climate change. So we've been carbon neutral since 2019. We have a pledge, and that's with the use of offsets. We have a pledge to go carbon neutral, virtually carbon neutral, let's say 95% reduction by 2030. So that's the kind of action that we would encourage companies to shift to. And while they're making their way down to a net neutral future of carbon emissions for their company, and that's across the whole stack, in our case, from farm to foot and beyond into the end of life, they need to act now, and they should be bridging that with carbon offsets as well. So our focus is on measuring it, reducing it, and then offsetting along the way as a bridge. And we would encourage every company to act much, much more quickly than they are.
Joey, with the IPO, Allbirds raised more than $300 million. And you were talking about some of the growth levers and various initiatives with Brian earlier. But I'm wondering, what is the number one priority right now for Allbirds now with that additional capital?
You know, it turns out we're actually a really capital efficient business. So part of it is just getting scale and getting some cushion on the balance sheet to weather stormy days. And, you know, if you've been an adult living in the last couple of years, you realize that stormy days can come. And so part of it is just regular cushion for the balance sheet. But the biggest driver that takes the most money for us is store growth. We build beautiful stores. They create amazing customer experiences. Our NPS is the measure we focus on to describe what that customer experience is like. We have a global average of 86 on NPS, which is, you know, quite world class. So deploying money into new store growth on an incremental basis, that's where most of our CapEx is going to go to.
Joey, it's not lost on me what we have seen this year. Now we have the Allbirds IPO. We had another sneaker maker with a sustainability message. They came public earlier in the year. Is one of the reads here that over the next decade, because consumer tastes are switching, that Nike will not simply dominate like they have in the past?
Look, we're at an interesting juncture. You know, we started the business in 2015, and there was an opportunity for the first time really ever to reach people directly on a vertical retail model. And that disruption, you know, we're the only brand within the footwear industry that is a majority direct-to-consumer. So we're 100%, but no one else besides us is even more than 50%. So it's a really differentiated business model, and it allows us to unlock a lot of value for customers. We're able to give them an extremely good product at a very competitive price. And so things are changing on distribution, and we also started the business, we call it a purpose-native brand. We had a blank canvas. We said, we're going to constrain our R&D process to look only at natural materials that are better for the planet. So getting to start from scratch and doing it in a way where we can reach consumers effectively, I think there's an opportunity and a window where the brands that are going to really transcend over the next couple decades are going to start in the way that we've started. And so we're just capitalizing on a lot of good fortune in our timing and having the focus to be ahead of where consumers are. And consumers are going to connect their purchases to their value set, and particularly around the environment. And we are right on track to meet that need. And that's the foundation we've been building.
Well, welcome to public markets. Allbirds co-founder and co-CEO Joey Zwillinger. Look forward to following your journey. We'll talk to you soon.